Chapter 23. Now these are the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, says, The man who was raised on high says, The anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me. His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, The rock of Israel spoke to me. One who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of God. He shall be as the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, when the tender grass springs out of the earth, through clear shining after rain. Most assuredly, my house is not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure, for it is all my salvation and all my desire, although he doesn't make it grow. But the ungodly shall be all of them as thorns to be thrust away, because they can't be taken with the hand. But the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the staff of a spear. They shall be utterly burned with fire in their place. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Josheb, Bashabeth, a Tachmonite, chief of the captains. The same was Adino the Esnite, against 800 slain at one time. After him was Eleazar the son of Dodai, the son of Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines who were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand froze to the sword. And the Lord worked a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to take spoil. After him was Shammah the son of Agi, a Hararite. The Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the plot and defended it, and killed the Philistines, and the Lord worked a great victory. Three of the 30 chief men went down and came to David in the harvest time to the cave of Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines were encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. David longed and said, Oh, that one would give me water to drink of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. The three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it, and brought it to David. But he would not drink of it, but poured it out to the Lord. He said, Be it far from me, Lord, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did the three mighty men. Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of the three. He lifted up his spear against 300 and killed them, and had a name among the three. Wasn't he most honorable of the three? Therefore he was made their captain. However, he didn't attain to the first three. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done mighty deeds, he killed the two sons of Ariel of Moab. He went down also and killed a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of snow. He killed an Egyptian, a good man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had a name among the three mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he didn't attain to the first three. David set him over his guard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shammah, the Herodite. Elkah, the Herodite. Helez, the Paltite. Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite. Abiezer, the Anathothite. Mebonai, the Hushathite, Zalmon, the Ahohite, Mahorai, the Netophathite, Heleb, the son of Baana, the Netophalite, Ittai, the son of Ribai of Gibeah, of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah, a Pirathonite, Hidai, of the brooks of Gaash, Abialbon, the Arbathite, Asmaveth, the Barhumite, Eliaba, the Shaalbanite, the sons of Jashin, Jonathan, Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam, the son of Sharar the Ararite, Eliphelet, the son of Ahasbai, the son of the Maakathite, Eliam, the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Paarai the Arbite, Egal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Berathite, armor-bearers to Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Earthrite, Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all.